Report, Ties Between Environmentalism and Eugenics Run Deep. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 20, 2019. A historical analysis of the environmentalist movement released Monday revealed close ties between radical ecology, population control, and eugenics, which is still evident today in ecofascism. An ultra-violent strain of white nationalism also embraces climate science, states the Canadian activist Cory Doctorow in his piece Exploring the Racist Roots of Modern Environmentalism. Several of the recent white nationalist mass killers have described themselves as eco-fascists and/or have deployed eco-fascist rhetoric in their manifestos, states Doctorow, which should not surprise anyone familiar with the ecology movement. Eco-fascism is the belief that our planet has a carrying capacity that has been exceeded by the humans alive today and that we must embrace degrowth in the form of mass extermination of billions of humans in order to reduce our population to a sustainable level. He notes, which explains its historic alliance with both eugenics and population control. While Doctorow fully buys into popular ideas regarding climate change, he insists that the dark side of the environmental movement must be acknowledged, at least for honesty's sake. Ecofascism is a form of nihilism, one that holds that it's easier to murder half the people on Earth than it is to reform our industrial practices to make our population sustainable. He states, a position epitomized by the Marvel villain Thanos in Avengers: Infinity War, Josh Brolin, the highest-grossing film of 2018, and by Richmond Valentine, Samuel L. Jackson, in the dark 2014 comedy Kingsman, The Secret Service. Pastoralist and environmental thinking has always harbored a strain of white supremacy, Doctorow writes, and the connection between eugenics and environmentalism runs deep. One of the fathers of ecofascist thought is Madison Grant, who worked with Teddy Roosevelt to establish the U.S. system of national parks, and also to establish a whiteness requirement for prospective U.S. immigrants, he writes. This thread of thinking, that there are too many people, and the wrong people are breeding, carries forward with the environmental movement. With figures like John Tanton, he states, who started his career as a local Sierra Club official and went on to become the ideological father of the eco-fascist movement. As the environmentalist movement continues to amp up its rhetoric to terrify humanity into acting against what it sees as a climate crisis or environmental collapse, it seems unremarkable that a significant number of true believers will resort to violence to avert the apocalypse.